So tonight, we're going to talk about believer habits. And I'm talking about habits that believers would want to have so they would be their best for the Heavenly Father. It's a well-known truth that if you want something to really be effective and have success in your life, you need to develop certain habits in your life that ensures it becomes established in you. Certain skills, certain things that you can do, habits that you can form so that you can realize that success. You know, as a young athlete, I wanted to develop certain skills in my life so that I would be good in athletics, in the sports that I was participating in. So when it came to football, I wanted to throw that football, so I had a real tight spiral on that thing. So you know what I did? I got into the habit of throwing a lot of footballs. And at first, it was a little wobbly, but after a while, because I got it down after doing it over and over again, then it became natural. I could throw a spiral pretty easy, and that's because I developed a good habit of developing that skill. And I played basketball as well, and my goal was to make 75% of the free throws that I would have in a game. So you know what I did? During practice, I would shoot at least 50 free throws, and over and over and over again, building habits, getting the groove of shooting that same shot each time, so when game time came, it would be very simple and easy to make the shot. So whatever it is, we want to develop habits that will help us be successful. And for Christian believers, this is huge. We want to be our best for our Heavenly Father. He certainly, as we heard in the manifestations, He loves us, He cares for us, He wants the best for us. So why not develop certain habits, things that we can do to be our best for Him? You know, He has filled us with His Spirit. We are complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're more than conquerors. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings. We want to manifest the richness of what God has given us. And to do that, we need to develop good habits, spiritual habits, whereby we can do these great things, that we can walk in the victory that God has called us. You know, God calls it the renewed mind. We renew our minds to who we are in Christ so that we can manifest that lifestyle. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So we put on that new man. What can I do that will help me put on that new man, which is created in righteousness? Now, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God. That word study means to be diligent. Put forth a diligent effort to show yourself approved unto God by being a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God wants us to rightly divide His word. What can I do? What kind of habits can I have in my life so that I can be diligent in working God's word and rightly divide it? 2 Timothy 2:4 says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. What can I do? What kind of habits, patterns can I develop where I'm not involved with the affairs of this life, but that I can lock in to being a good soldier for him. And finally, in 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 and 15, it says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." You know, continue in the things. That's the great exhortation. We continue in the things that we've been taught, that we've been assured of from God's word. What can we do? What kind of habit patterns can we have in our life that will help us practically do this? So I'm going to let some of the folks that are here with me share a little bit about what habits they may have in their life so they can be their best for God. And Bob, why don't you share what you do?
Well, first I'd like to personally thank Bob and Jeannie. They've been loving me big time and taking care of me for a few days here after my surgery, and their love and care has been definitely instrumental in my healing. So I was fortunate enough many years ago to be involved in a program called Word of the World Ambassadors, and we received some training, and we went out on the field, and there were certain things that they taught us to do each day, first thing in the morning, and that was really instrumental in our success on the wild field, and has been very beneficial to me over the years. Well, preparing my mind and heart for the surgery I had last week, I was talking to the Father and trying to figure out what I needed to do to even get closer with him. And the thought that came to my mind was, you know, we're supposed to lead captive every thought unto Jesus Christ. Well, that's a pretty tall order for me. So I decided, let's start a little easier than that. But I decided what I really wanted to do was try to make my first thought every morning, first conscious thought of the day, and last conscious thought at night of God, about God, and all that he does to bless me and to take care of me. So you can bet when they were getting ready to commence the surgery and was putting me under, I made absolutely certain that my last thought before they rendered me unconscious was of God. And then as soon as I came to after the surgery, my first thought was of God too. And I've been doing that ever since. It's not easy. I thought it was going to be easy. Oh, how hard could it be to just make your first thought and your last thought of the day about God? But, you know, when you wake up, unless you've been doing that for a little bit and training yourself, like Bob was saying, you know, it doesn't just come naturally that your first thought, especially when you're in pain, would be of God, you know. So you got to discipline your mind to do that. And the same thing at night, you think maybe this is the last thought that you're going to have before you fall asleep. But all of a sudden, just before you fall asleep, another thought creeps in there. So you got to make sure, all right, I'm gonna stay my mind on God until I fall asleep. And it's really blessed me a lot. And still striving for that goal of leading every thought captive. But at least my first thought, my last thought every day is of our wonderful Heavenly Father.
Yeah, that's neat, Bob. And you mentioned to me that a lot of times it's you speak in tongues right away, first thing when you get up and as you're going to bed at night. I know for me, that's I try to do that as well, to speak in tongues. It's right in the beginning of the day, and been at night as well. So
yeah, even before I open my eyes, I try to speak in tongues.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Jeannie, what do you do to keep yourself your best for God?
Well, I haven't really mastered the spiral or the hook shot or whatever, but I leave that to my husband. I did grow up with six brothers and saw a lot of basketball and football and stuff. But the thing that my life has really revolved around is the love of God. And I think I've been very conscious to think about how to love people even greater so that they can see how big our Heavenly Father is. But in a developing a habit of victorious Christian living, I'm a morning person, so I enjoy getting up in the morning and praying. And a habit that I really try to do, which I'm not always successful with, is that I have silence, that I'm quiet. I quiet my soul, and a big part of that is not to look at the cell phone or the emails, just to go sit in my little secret place, my place of refuge on the couch, and open my Bible and my prayer list and speak in tongues. And I know that if I look at my cell phone, then I'm going to get into all this stuff that the world has to do with, and that's not a blessing, especially at this time in our lives. So being still and knowing that God is God, and having that, just give Him that time. And then meditating on the scriptures. Of course, prayer is a very big part of my heart and love for God. And He says to call upon me and I will answer thee. So He is a faithful Father, and that's a real important habit that you take time to just sit and talk to our Heavenly Father. Prayer is talking to God, and we are instrumental in standing in the gap for so many people. For we pray for all men, is what Timothy says, and for all those in authority. So we have a big job first thing in the morning, is to put on that whole armor of God and to pray. And that's what I have been trying to develop a habit for, reading the Word. And then another big thing is journaling. And if we're not writing down what God is doing in our lives, we're likely to forget the ways God is blessing us. So, you know, I write down my prayer to Him, and I write what He says to me. If you want to just write down your prayers and then go back and write down how they've been answered, journal those things, that's a wonderful thing. I think when God blesses us, we need to write it down, because there will always be attacks by the adversary. And when you can go back and read it, you know, in Deuteronomy it talks about how we have the Word written around us and we bind it around our necks. Well, the things that God's done for us, we don't want to forget. It says to forget not all of His benefits. So writing down things is a very important way to remember, and it's a great habit to do. To just however you want to do that, but to have a journal where you can go back and just see where your heart was, see what your prayers were, see what God was working in your heart, is a habit that can be developed. You don't have to do it every day, but especially having that quiet time and that prayer time is, I think, most important for our lives. And then when I read the Word, I think about who can I share this with. And today I was reading, and then I went out to run some errands, and my neighbor was there, and we were talking about praying for this crazy world, and he actually had tears a couple times. He's a retired fireman, just a great heart, and they're Christians. And I was able to share about speaking in tongues with him and gave him Bob's book. And he's just so thankful that he knows that they moved there because there was something that we could do together. So you just, the more we're prepared to love and serve, God will work in our hearts. That's what I want to share.
He'll give us those opportunities. If we're expecting that and preparing our heart to share and serve, then God's going to give us those folks to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. Yeah, I know one little thing that I like to do is if I'm driving by myself, I just start speaking in tongues out loud and sing in tongues. And if it's a long trip, this sounds kind of funny or weird, but I'll say, okay, I'm going to speak in tongues for 20 minutes till I get up to Miramar Road. And when I get there, I'll stop. But inevitable, what happens is I'll get there and I'll keep speaking in tongues as I go past Miramar Road. But, just think about that, folks. What are you doing to develop habits as a son of God, as a daughter of God, to fellowship with your Heavenly Father? So I really encourage you to think about this. Talk to the Father. He'll give you some ideas and develop some wonderful habits so that we can just bless our Father and do the work that He's called us to do. Okay? And if you'd like to share some of your habits with us, maybe we can in future fellowships can follow up on that as well. So, wonderful.